Welcome to the Event Innovator Show, where we explore the ideas and strategies that are transforming events. Get ready to unlock the secrets to creating extraordinary experiences. And now, here's your host, Phil Michon.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Event Innovator Show. I want to talk today about Wimbledon. You may be thinking, what does Wimbledon have to do with live conferences, educational events? Well, it has a lot to do. Wimbledon is one of the most prestigious tennis events in the world. In fact, most tennis players would say it is the pinnacle of all tennis events. It's got the most history. It's got a unique, distinctive culture. I'll never forget the time I went. I was fresh out of college and I had the chance to go twice, but the second time was epic. We had to wait in the queue outside. There's about 1,000 of us waiting in the rain, covering ourselves with whatever we can. Some of the people had tents. I didn't. All I had was a raincoat and some magazines, not even an umbrella. But we were glad to wait because we knew what was waiting for us the next day. It was John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors. We got into that match. We were in the nosebleed seats, and it was one of the most epic experiences. And then I walked out to go to the bathroom and literally almost bumped into Steffi Graf. I didn't recognize her until she turned to look at me. That's how close things were. When we were waiting in line, one of the gatekeepers came out early in the morning, thanked us for waiting, and handed us a program for the day, something that would have cost us several pounds when we got inside the event. People know this event all over the world, whether it's the grass courts, whether it's the players forced to wear white, or the ubiquitous strawberries and cream. This is a great case study for us to understand, how do you create an event that's distinctive, that's the only one? There's no other tennis event in the world that can compete with the culture that Wimbledon has, because it's British, because it's got this 150-year tradition. But I'm wondering if you would be interested in knowing some things that I've thought about that could make our events more distinctive. First of all, if you've got tradition, even if you've been around for 5 or 10 years, you've got tradition, lean into it. What are those things that's like your mandatory white attire? What's something, if they see a picture of your event, if they walk into a room and they don't know what event it is, they're going to immediately know it's your event. Social media marketing world, our volunteer staff, 100 plus people, are wearing white shirts. We even call them white shirts. They're t-shirts, nothing elaborate. But everyone knows these people are here to serve. And the fact that they're wearing t-shirts says a lot about the culture. They could be wearing white button-downs. They could be wearing tuxedos. Each one of those would say something about your event. And instead of fearing the queue, what if you could make that one of the things people remember? Inevitably, you're going to be waiting in line for registration, for coffee, for a bathroom. Make that an experience. And what is your equivalent of strawberries and cream? What's something that you could do that's like the traditional dish? I only get it when I go to this event. So I think we could do some interesting things. And then another thing that Wimbledon has to its advantage is its size. It's not a huge event. The US Open has far more people that can attend. By design, the Wimbledon courts are limited, and that has some power, because limited can actually increase the perceived value. But then, if you limit the size of your event, make sure it's available online. Make sure it can be streamed. Make sure people can get the recordings. They can participate from afar. That increases the FOMO. Even if you're a storied event like Wimbledon, you can have innovative things that are going on. Wimbledon knows what are the things that they are never going to change, the parts of their culture that are essential, and then they're willing to tweak anything else and bring technology into it to make it better, to make it modern. You know, you couldn't have imagined there being tennis cameras or even AI ball cameras like they have today, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. What about at your event? What are those things that are unique to your event that should never change? Right now, we are doing that analysis for Social Media Marketing World. We're moving from one venue to another, from San Diego to Anaheim. one convention center to another, and we're asking those exact questions. What are the things that make this conference uniquely social media marketing world? And then what can we play with? What traditions, what aspects could we let die because it's not going to be the essential experience? Those are hard questions, but important questions to define what really is your culture. What do people know your event as? And you have to ask. You can't assume. You've got to actually ask your customers. There's a few more things. You know, at Wimbledon, there is the signature rule. You know, when you look at a tennis match from Wimbledon that the players are wearing white, you instantly know where it is. What's the thing that you could do that's just like that? Then there's the queue. We've already talked about the strawberries. On center court, when you are watching a match during the point, everyone knows to be quiet. If you watch French Open or the Australian Open or the US Open, the referees, the umpires are having to quiet the crowd constantly. At Wimbledon, they don't. People know instantly when the player lines up to serve, they get quiet as a mouse. What could you do at your event? Maybe there is a practice where you can't get back into the keynote if you leave. Maybe the room is super dark. Maybe there's something else that is that tradition. Everybody knows you can't get in if you're late, and that changes the culture. What is some heritage that you have? What is your visible prestige? Maybe there's a place that the VIP can sit up front, or maybe there's actually a balcony that you create where they can sit. What are some things you can do? Well, to do all this, you've got to know your audience. You have to figure out your culture. You have to know what matters to your event, and you have to know what does it look like to go above and beyond. These are just a few thoughts. I want to give you a couple final questions, the final serve, if you will. What are you willing to leave untouched for a decade? If you could see your event in 2035, what are the things that you would want to see untouched? What are those places that you want to create some friction so that this becomes an experiment while the community is growing? And then what is a silent pain point that you could maybe solve with technology that would make the event even better? If you answer those questions, your event can start moving to become the only one, the center court, the Wimbledon of your industry. I hope you go do it. I hope you go change your world through the next event. Let's change the world one event at a time. Let's stamp out all boring events. This has been another episode of the Event Innovator Show. Follow me at philmershon.com. You can find all my links there. I'm most active on Facebook and LinkedIn. And please give this show a rating and a review.
Thanks for listening to the Event Innovator Show. Connect with Phil on philmershon.com and be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode.